great start, and it was a great game to play. It was very enjoyable.
And what about the group of players? I know you sort of came on second half away at Stockport, but what's happened in the last 48 hours? Because, I mean, it was a great response from the players after what happened at Stockport.
I think it just really hurt this time. I think, you know, previous losses we've been, it's been, you know, it's hurt. But then I think Stockport, when, you know, 4-0, it really hurt, and it drummed home that we needed to be better. So I think we turned up here today with the mindset to go and, you know, show what we can do and drum someone else, and that's what we did.
And what was the message to you from the manager? Was it to take on the fullback, who after all is a right midfielder, an older player, and use your pace and get behind him?
Yeah, the gaffer said to me, like, he was getting on in his career a bit, so I'm young, so he said just go and get at him. So that's what I did. I just, every time I got the ball, if I couldn't get at him, I popped it off, kept it simple, and just, you know, it was a great game to play in, to be honest.
And your first goal, really committing to running into the penalty box and hoping for the bits and pieces, really, from a long range shot.
I think that's the mindset any winger or striker's got to have, to get in there for the bits. And as it just shows, it's paid off today for me personally, and, you know, hope many more for Lincoln can come. So.
And the second goal, I mean, whilst it wasn't a cross from you that made the goal at the end, it was inevitably your run down the left hand side that sort of caused a few problems. So nice to be involved in that way.
Yeah, it's always nice. It's lovely to score, but it's always nice to be involved with the team to get another goal as well. And, you know, we've scored 5 great goals today. I mean, you know, big Jeff scored 2 headers, Jamie got an header, and, you know, I think every goal is important, no matter who scores it, to be honest, it's just for the team.
Yeah, if you'd both been on the pitch, who would have taken the penalty?
Me, definitely. No question about that, it was me, definitely.
And Danny, you clearly, I mean, you're on target, so you're claiming the second goal, even though it deflects miles over the keeper.
Dubious goals panel. Well, if the shot's on target, it's a man.
But, I mean, you must be enjoying your time at Lincoln. You know, you've had to be patient. You've not been starting games, but you've had chances. You often seem to be coming on as Red Adair and trying to help the team when they're in trouble, but it must be nice to be trying to build a career now with Lincoln.
Yeah, that's the main aim. You know, I come here in January, you know, obviously knew I'd had to work my way in, knew I wouldn't get through at the deep end because the gaffer knows what he's doing. So I'm just happy to start. I'm always happy to come on, but just to start, my first one in front of the fans is always the best feeling, you know what I mean? And I thought, you know, I'm going to go and prove a point today. I can play a full 90 minutes, and hopefully that's what I've done, just prove the point to some people.
And do you feel the benefit now of full-time training and being at a full-time club? Are you feeling that?
Yeah, obviously I feel a lot fitter than what I did when I was at here, when I was part-time. You know, obviously it's just more professional. You know, you're in every day, you're with the lads, you're running, you're doing everything you need to do. So it is, feel a lot fitter and a lot stronger, and hopefully that shows me performances.
You know, whilst the fans have been upset at performances, they seem to have taken to you, you know, I mean general performances, but seem to have taken to you particularly, don't they?
I know, it's weird, to be honest, having that many people, like, you know, be nice to you at one time, you know what I mean? you don't get that very often, but, you know, it's great to have the fans behind you, especially as a single player. But, you know, I think it's more about a team game, to be honest. You know, I think as a team we need to pull together now and just stick with each other, and I don't no doubt we'll be safer than again this season if everyone gets behind each other as a club. That's us, the gaffer, the fans, everyone behind the scenes.
Yeah, and you like a tweet. So what's your tweet tonight? What's your first tweet when you get down and have a chance to get on the phone?
I don't know. Probably just made up with my goals.
I think you need a picture of your bubbly and your
Nah, that's not me, Dan. I'm not a show off. No, I think it's just I'm just made up with the start, made up with the performance. The fans were great, all the lads were great, 100% commitment, and I think, you know, that's just what it is, to be honest. That's all we need for now until the end of the season.
It might sound a lot of question. Are you looking forward to pre-season in the sense that, you know, you get that chance? I know it's gonna be really hard physically, but as a full-time player that will make a big difference to you.
Yeah, if I'm here next year, then, you know, pre-season is always, it's always tough, but I've never been one to shy away from pre-season. I always just seem to enjoy it, even though that is a bit weird. I don't mind it, to be honest. But, you know, I think I'm a bit nervous about this one because I'm sure the gaffer can be a bit evil if we're both here next year, you know what I mean?
You'd like to be here next season, would you?
Of course I would, yeah, definitely. You know, if the offer's given to me and everything's sorted out and everything's right for me, then I've no doubt about being here next year. You know, it's a great club. As I said, the fans have talked to me. You know, I enjoy being with the gaffer. You know, he gets behind me, gives me the support I need. So that's obviously, of course, I'd love to be here, yeah.
And just finally, 7 points is the gap now to Hayes and Yedding. Much better goal difference as well. It's nearly there, isn't it? I mean, it's not far off.
No, I think it is. It's very, very in touching distance now. And I think, you know, I think Fleetwood's going to be a really, really tough game. You know, they're going to be champions, aren't they? So I think it's going to be. But it's a good chance for us to go and show that next season that we can be up there. If we go there and beat them and turn them over, everyone's going to look at it and go, why are Lincoln City in that position? Because we don't deserve to be there, the team and squad we've got, we don't. But I think the main game for us after Fleetwood has got to be Hayes here. All we need to do, forgetting Fleetwood, is just beat Hayes here. Do not get beat, and then that everything takes care of itself.